93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Lante, Jeremy Warner, it is the Tay and Jay Show, Thursday, 3:35, and we're talking little Missouri basketball hoops because yesterday, Jeremy, something happened. What was it again?
Oh, their coach left.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Mike Anderson choosing to go to Arkansas, where he was an assistant coach for 17 years. Steve Valentek from the Columbia Daily Tribune joining us right now. And Steve, I mean, I know this was kind of a long process after the season ended a couple of weeks ago. There were a lot of rumors. They ended up being true.
Yeah, they did. The idea that Mike Anderson might be interested in the Arkansas job actually goes back to even well before this season even started. I think there were people, when Mike returned last year after his flirtation with the Oregon job, who looked ahead and saw that John Pelfrey was on shaky ground in Fayetteville after back-to-back 14-win seasons. Obviously, he improved this year, went 18-13, but fan attendance had dwindled. They didn't make the tournament again. And he looked to be on the way out even before the season ended. And, wow. and so people knew that Mike would be an obvious candidate for that job. His name would come up. It started to really be mentioned a lot late in the season. Mike was asked about it multiple times, addressed it multiple times, professed his desire to stay at Missouri. But obviously he was pulled back to Fayetteville. He's had a long history there. His kids were born there, spent a lot of years of his life there, and you can't fault the guy for wanting to go to a place that really does to him, I'm sure, feel like home. I just think people around here wish he would have handled it a little bit differently.
Yeah, and Steve, before we get to that, the fan reaction, the player reaction, it seems like Mike's name came up for so long with other jobs. Do you feel that he always had one foot out the door, or was this just his dream job? He coached there for 17 years. Was it just that one job that he really wanted?
Well, he always had a wandering eye. I think we could say that. I mean, he looked at jobs 3 years in a row, and those were really the only 3 years that he was ever in demand at Missouri because he didn't really do a whole lot while rebuilding the program his first 2 years to be in demand. But I think he was always willing to listen to offers. I think the fact that he took this one and didn't take the other two was really because it was Arkansas. I don't think he would have left Missouri for just any job. I think Arkansas is a special place to him. Again, it's certainly understandable why that would be the case. I don't think it was a money difference or anything like that. I think if we were talking about the University of Tennessee coming after him, I think he'd still be the coach in Columbia right now.
Steve Valentek from the Columbia Daily Tribune. And as you're speaking, Steve, I'm feeling like there's some things that are parallel with Bill Self in Kansas and Illinois, maybe not to that level. But when you say that you wish he wouldn't have left kind of like he did or handled it the way he did, can you explain that? What happened to make it like that?
Well, I don't want to say personally, because to me this is certainly not personal, but right. He did personally call me on March 4th, unprompted, to say pretty explicitly that his desire was to be in Columbia for a while. Mm-hmm. He used the words retire here, kind of unprompted, and you know, I wasn't naive enough to take that as gospel when he said it, but that was what he said, that was what his intention was, and it was obvious during that conversation we were talking about the Arkansas job. So I do feel like there was a little bit of deception in those comments. I think there was deception in maybe later comments that Marcus Denman alluded to during the press conference last night when he said he talked to him over the weekend, and Mike told him that he still planned on being here. This is where he expected to be, and obviously within a matter of days, that wasn't the case.
And Steve, I know you're not a psychologist, but why do coaches do this? Why do they throw this out there, things like that can come back and haunt them like that? I mean, they say these things because they want to appease the fan base. They want to say to their players that they're going to be back, but why if they're not 100% sure? I just don't get it.
Well, I think a lot of it is just to try to quiet the question.
Yeah.
Had Mike not addressed the Arkansas job in some capacity, he would have been asked about it pretty consistently for the last 3 weeks. And I think he did eliminate some questions about it. I do think, though, there are ways to quiet some of those questions without going so far as to use words like retire here or,
right.
As you said, you know, I talk about winning a national championship, I'm going to do it here, which obviously wasn't the case. I think there are ways to go about it that aren't that strongly worded. Why he didn't, in this instance, choose to do that, I'm not sure.
Steven, were you ever going to get to the point where near the end of the year, a coach just says, now look, before the season even ends, there's a couple jobs out there I'd probably take if they came open. Here they are, just so everybody knows and the air is clear. Are we getting to that point yet?
Something tells me we'll never get to that point, unfortunately.
That's true, and that is true. So what's next now at Missouri? I know yesterday Jeremy and I talked a little bit about Kwanzo Martin, a kid that was an assistant at Purdue for a long time. He's done a great job at Missouri State there in the Missouri Valley. Is he a guy that's even a legitimate name, or what are some other ones, Steve, that you've heard?
Well, I think Kwanzo's name has definitely been brought up, but I have a feeling it'll be pretty far down on Missouri's list. I think it's a name that they'll consider if they get to that point, but I think Mike Alden's looking to make a bigger hire than that. Obviously, it was reported, and my sources have said that Missouri was willing to pay Mike Anderson right around $2 million a year, which is pretty rarefied air for college basketball coaches. If they were willing to pay it to Mike Anderson, I don't see why they wouldn't be able to, or willing to pay it to somebody else if it was the right coach. And a name that's been thrown around a lot here lately that I was ready to dismiss pretty quickly was Matt Painter's name at Purdue. He's obviously a Purdue grad. You wouldn't think that he would be eager to leave that job.
Right.
But the more it gets brought up, the more it seems like he might at least be willing to listen. If nothing else, to maybe get himself a pay raise from the $1.3 million that he makes right now in West Lafayette.
Well, Steve, last question I have for you. Steve Wilentek from the Columbia Daily Tribune joining us. Is before, you know, you talked about the possible candidates, but how attractive is this job in Missouri? I know historically maybe not the best program, but Mike Anderson really kind of changed things after the Quinn Snyder kind of fiasco there at the end.
Yeah, well, I think the job is definitely more attractive than it was when Mike took the job in 2006. They've been to the last three NCAA tournaments. They were in the Elite Eight in 2009. He's got a lot of talent. Whoever the next coach is has a lot of talent coming back. Right. I mean, this was a team that really, it seems like to me, underachieved throughout the course of the year. They started the year preseason number 15 and climbed as high as number 9 after going 14-1 in the non-conference season. Really did not finish well, losing 10 of their last 19 games. But there's still pieces there to work with. I think Marcus Edman clearly developed into an all-Big 12 player. He's one of a slew of seniors on the roster. I think the facilities are good at Missouri for sure. The fan support, I think, is good. It's not as exceptional as I'm sure people in Columbia would tell you, but I think, you know, there is passion for Missouri basketball. It's maybe not equivalent to passion for Illinois basketball or places like that, but I think there are a lot of reasons why this should be an attractive job. And again, if they're willing to pay somewhere in the neighborhood of $2 million for the right coach, I imagine somebody pretty good should listen.
Steve Wilentek, Columbia Daily Tribune in Missouri. Steve, thank you so much. This is very insightful, and we appreciate you coming on with us.
Anytime. Thanks a lot.
All right. That
Thanks,
is Steve Wilentek on the Tay and Jay Show. Matt Painter.
Yeah, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch put this out there, too. Matt Painter. I mean, what do you think of that? I just can't see that happening. Why would he leave Purdue? It seems like it would just be more of a, hey, you know, show some interest in me, maybe I'll get a raise here. I don't know, but what do you guys think of that? Matt Painter to Missouri?
Wow.
359 call, 217-359-2255.
Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.